Well, the United States has cut official interest rates and Australia has taken a direct hit as a result. The US Federal Reserve moved overnight, hoping to deliver the world's biggest economy some additional heft in the trade war with China. But it sent the Australian dollar to a three-month high, not what the Reserve Bank wants as it struggles with a weak economy and jobs market here. Business reporter David Taylor explains.
In the global fight between countries to keep their currencies low, analysts say Australia doesn't stand a chance of landing a blow. JP Morgan chief economist Sally Auld.
I mean, if you think about the Federal Reserve as a heavyweight boxer and the RBA as a bit of a lightweight boxer, you know, it's in some senses a slightly unfair competition.
Earlier this morning, it was the Federal Reserve that landed a bruising blow. The US Fed, as it's known, has slashed interest rates for the third time this year to help the economy stand its ground in the trade war with China. The move had the effect of making US bank deposit accounts and the greenback less attractive, and Australian bank accounts and the Australian dollar, relatively speaking, more attractive. Westpac currency strategist Sean Callow says the prospect of more US interest rate cuts has sent the Australian dollar to a three-month high.
Our view is that they will cut rates again.
The Reserve Bank wants a lower dollar, not a higher one. Why? Well, Reserve Bank research from 1998 shows that a 3% increase in the exchange rate has the same effect as a 1% increase in interest rates. While that modelling hasn't been updated, Sally Auld says it still basically holds true. Since hitting a decade low earlier this month, the Australian dollar has risen over 3%. Ms. Auld says it's become one of the biggest threats to the economy.
We know that the RBA wants stronger growth. They want a tighter labour market. They want higher wages and higher inflation. And to get that, they need looser financial conditions. And that has to happen through a combination, preferably, of a lower currency and lower interest rates. So were the currency to have a meaningful push above 70 cents, then I think that would start to become quite concerning for the RBA.
AMP Capital's chief economist Shane Oliver agrees.
The rise in the Australian dollar we've seen this month, which is now in excess of 3%, is a de facto monetary tightening. It makes life easier for importers and it makes life tougher for Australian exporters. That in turn will act as a drag on Australian economic growth. It's very hard to work out the precise comparison between a change in the Aussie dollar and a change in interest rates, but my rough guesstimate is that the rise in the Aussie dollar we've seen this month is akin to something like a 0.15 to a 0.2% rise in interest rates.
Dr. Oliver says the dollar's rise will hurt the parts of the economy that are currently helping to keep it afloat.
It's going to be tougher for tourist operators. It's going to be tougher for Australian educational institutions that might find less students coming to Australia. It's going to be tougher for Australian manufacturers. So that's a tightening in the economy. It potentially could mean less jobs going forward. So it's something that the Reserve Bank should be concerned about, and they have indicated in the past that it's something that they keep an eye on. They don't want to see the Australian dollar rise in this environment when the economy is so subdued.
Sally Auld can't see a way out for the RBA.
And, you know, the Federal Reserve cutting rates is not necessarily helping, but like I said before, there's not a lot the RBA can do about that.
The Australian dollar has held on to gains it's made throughout the Asian trading session, currently buying roughly 69.5 US cents.
David Taylor with that report.